This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared his ideas and suggestions on various aspects of policing and security with top brass of police and intelligence agencies in Bhubaneswar yesterday. Mr. Modi attended the annual three-day All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Odisha. The Prime Minister will attend the Security Conference for the second consecutive day today. Yesterday, Mr. Modi interacted with the country's police and intelligence brass on the second day of the closed-door conference. A diverse range of national security issues pertaining to anti-India forces using technology to disrupt India's growth, conventional challenges such as cross-border terrorism and smuggling, radicalization activities in the hinterland, left-wing extremism, etc. were deliberated upon at length. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sent his warm wishes to the Border Security Force on their raising day today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the BSF stands as a critical line of defense, embodying courage, dedication and exceptional service. He highlighted that their vigilance and courage contribute to the safety and security of the nation. World AIDS Day is being observed today to raise public awareness about acquired immunodeficiency syndrome or AIDS. The day also provides an opportunity for people to unite in the fight against HIV and to show support for those living with HIV. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda will inaugurate the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. After months of hectic preparations, Nagaland is all set to host its famed Hornbill Festival at the Naga Heritage Village, Kisama, which is about 12 kilometers away from the state capital, Kohima. The 10-day cultural extravaganza will begin today and culminate on the 10th of December. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the Hornbill Festival, which took flight in the year 2000. It was initially a three-day event before being extended to 10 days in view of huge traction it received from the visitors. Nagaland is also celebrating its 62nd statehood day today. It was on this day in 1963 when Nagaland became the 16th state of India. A series of events have been planned across the state to commemorate this important milestone in Nagaland's history. President Draupadi Murmu wished the people of Nagaland on their statehood day. In a social media post, President said that, endowed with a rich heritage of flora and fauna, the beautiful state of Nagaland is also a land of bravery. Cyclonic storm Finjal made landfall along Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram last night. It crossed North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast as a cyclonic storm with wind speed of 70 to 80 kilometers per hour, gusting to 90 kilometers per hour. It will continue to move west-southwestward slowly and weaken gradually into a deep depression. The cyclone has triggered heavy rains accompanied by gusty winds, which lashed northern Tamil Nadu and neighbouring Puducherry. Meanwhile, IMD has issued a red alert over Tamil Nadu today due to the cyclonic storm Finjal. Heavy to very heavy rainfall with extremely heavy falls is forecast over North Tamil Nadu today and over interior Tamil Nadu tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is expected over South Interior Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema, Kerala and Mahe tomorrow. The weather agency has forecast dense fog conditions to prevail during late night and early morning hours in isolated parts of Uttar Pradesh today and tomorrow. In Delhi NCR, smog and shallow to moderate fog is likely to be expected in the morning and night hours today, along with clear sky during the day. Minimum temperatures will gradually rise by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada and over Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh during the next 3 to 4 days. In Syed Modi International Tournament 2024, final matches will be played this afternoon in Lucknow. Yesterday, PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen reached the finals of the tournament. In women's singles semi-final of the BWF Super 300 event, Sindhu defeated Unnati Hooda. Sindhu will take on China's Wu Liu Yu in the final. Lakshya Sen secured his spot after defeating Japan's Shogo Ogawa. Today, he will play against Singapore's Jia Heng Jae Son Tae in the men's singles final. In mixed doubles, Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto reached the final by overcoming China's Zhao Ziyong and Yang Jia. They will challenge Thailand's duo Dechepanol and Suphisara Paivasaram for the title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.